The long historical view that we've taken, in brief, deliberately highlights some of the ennobling and edifying aspects of Islam, Islamic civilization, Muslim society. I've deliberately chosen this kind of presentation as a necessary corrective to stereotypical views of Islam and Muslims that abound in the United States in our day and age. In truth, this historically minded view demonstrates that pluralistic, cooperative, tolerant elements in Islam held sway for most, if not all, of Islamic history down to the modern age. But that now and again, it is true, this tolerance, cooperative, pluralistic Islam that we've talked about was punctuated by the appearance of radical, exclusionary, and hegemonic voices with a very different interpretation of their tradition. Such voices always appear louder during the course of Islamic history, when Muslims and Islam either seem to be or are threatened and dominated by outsiders. And in any case, that Islam can inspire and edify or be used to inflame, it is no different than any of the other religions or civilizations of humankind. I hope you'll agree with me that Americans have much to learn from Islam. One of the best proof texts of this perception of Islam and the significance of Islam for American society in our day and age that I found are some words written in the autobiography of Malcolm X, the African-American nationalist and civil rights leader from the 1960s. Malcolm X began a second phase of his adult life as a member of the Nation of Islam, an African-American nationalist group with only the remotest connection to Islam that we've been talking about. And at a certain point in his lifetime, he found Islamic orthodoxy and went on pilgrimage to the holy places in Mecca and Medina. And his words that he left us in his autobiography are a reflection of the very ennobling, stirring, and inspiring elements of Islam that Malcolm X discovered and that had a transforming effect on his view of the United States and of himself. He writes, "Never have I witnessed such sincere hospitality and the overwhelming spirit of true brotherhood as is practiced by people of all colors and races here in this ancient holy land, the home of Abraham, Muhammad, and all the other prophets of the Holy Scriptures. For the past week, I've been utterly speechless and spellbound by the graciousness I see displayed all around me by people of all colors. There were tens of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. They were of all colors, from blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans. But we were all participating in the same ritual, displaying a spirit of unity and brotherhood that my experiences in America had led me to believe never could exist between the white and non-white. America needs to understand Islam, because this is the one religion that erases from its society the race problem. Throughout my travels in the Muslim world, I have met, talked to, and even eaten with people who in America would have been considered white, but with the white attitude removed from their minds by the religion of Islam. I have never before seen sincere and true brotherhood practiced by all colors together, irrespective of their color. During the past 11 days here in the Muslim world, I have eaten from the same plate, drunk from the same glass, slept in the same bed or on the same rug, while praying to the same God with fellow Muslims, whose eyes were the bluest of blue, whose hair was the blondest of blonde, and whose skin was the whitest of white. And in the words and in actions and deeds of the white Muslims, I felt the same sincerity that I felt among the black African Muslims of Nigeria, Sudan, and Ghana. We are all truly brothers because their belief in one God had removed the white from their minds, the white from their behavior, the white from their attitude." I hope I've encouraged you to want to find out more about Islam, Islamic civilization, the Muslim world. I encourage you to take a look at one of the many different sources that are posted on the screen and on your bibliographical list, including some films and soundtracks and music from this part of the world. and I invite you to post questions and comments to me on the discussion board, and for us to continue this learning process about Islam and the Islamic world.